Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Journaling Room. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder. Today, we're talking about something that I get asked a lot. How do I create a journal routine that I actually love and will stick with? Because here's the truth. Journaling isn't just a practice. It can really become a place, a safe place that you return to again and again to hear your own voice, meet with God, check in with your heart. But like anything good, it works best when we build a rhythm that fits into our real life. So if you've ever started strong and then fizzled out, or if you felt stuck in your journal and wondered, what do I even write about? Stay tuned, because that's where we're going in today's podcast. Before we dive into the tips, though, I want to just say this again. I say this in just about every episode. There is no one right way to journal. It's so important to remember that. Some of you probably write pages and pages. Others of you jot down a few bullet points, if that. Some of you love prompts. Some of you feel restricted by prompts. Some of you just love to write, free write, whatever just comes to mind. Some of you journal daily. Others do it once a week or just when something big comes up. All of that's fine. The goal isn't perfection. The goal is to connect with yourself, with God, with the truth of what's going on inside of you. So let's get into some practical ideas. I'm going to give 10 tips for creating a journaling routine that you love. These are simple, doable ways to make journaling part of your life in a way that feels fresh and even enjoyable. So number one, start small. Even 5 minutes counts. You don't need a full hour to journal. You don't need the perfect setup. All you literally need is a place to collect your thoughts and 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, you'd be so surprised how much you can journal. In Life Mentoring School, which is the mentorship program that Dr. Edie Wadsworth and all her fabulous coaches are a part of, part of her program is something called Encounter Groups, and it's a small group that meets on a weekly basis, and we just do this type of work together. So oftentimes the encounter group host will give a prompt, and then we will all just go mute on the Zoom call, and we will all journal together. And often it's only for 4 or 5 minutes, but the truths that emerge, the space that just creates, even in 5 minutes, and what the Lord brings to mind, and then what the Lord allows the ladies to share afterwards, is just amazing. So what if you could just start small? Just 5 minutes. Number two, pick a time that feels right to you. Is the best time in the morning, bedtime, after your coffee? Just find what fits your life right now, and it may change, and that's okay too. Number three, keep your supplies where you can see them. Your journal and your pen should be so easy to grab. Leave them out on your nightstand, your coffee table, by your coffee maker, wherever you will notice them. If you see it, you're more likely to stop and journal. Number four, use a favorite pen or notebook. This sounds silly. I know this sounds so silly. But y'all, I love my pens and I love my journal from Life Mentoring School. It feels inviting. I look forward to it. You may have seen one of my stories a couple weeks ago, and I put a picture of my new Stanley water bottle. And y'all, there is literally nothing that makes me happier than drinking water out of something that makes me excited. I love this water bottle. It's yellow and white stripes. And it makes me so happy. It makes me excited to drink my water out of it. The same with a favorite pen you have or a notebook. It can be a little hack to get you into the work. And it's just so fun to write with a pen that you love and a journal that you love, isn't it? I know I'm not the only one. I hope I'm not the only one. Okay, number 5, create a go-to list of prompts. So in the front of your journal, what if you just kept a page? You can use a sticky note, you can write it on the back cover of your journal, but a list of prompts. That way you've always got something to go to. You can always pull a prompt and just go if you feel stuck. So I love questions like, what am I feeling today? What do I need right now? What's been heavy on my heart? You could just keep a running list of prompts. Just about every one of my journaling room episodes, I leave you with a list of prompts to go through. So what if you just put a couple of those at the front of your journal for your reference? All right, number 6, give yourself permission to write badly. This is so big. This is so big. Have you ever been journaling and you think, oh my gosh, my thoughts are so all over the place, or my thoughts don't even make sense, or they contradict one another? What if we could just give ourselves permission to write badly? Our journal is not for performance. No one else is grading this. But it's often in that messy middle of the processing through everything and getting it out on paper that the clarity emerges. So giving ourselves permission just to write badly or confusing or incomplete is part of it. It's part of the process. And I think it's part of what makes my journal now feel like such an inviting and welcoming place, because I can just write badly and it doesn't matter. All right, number 7, try out themed days or topics. So this could be part of setting up a journaling routine that you love. This is going to resonate with some of you and some of you are not going to like it. So as with all things, take it or leave it. But what if Mondays are for journaling about your goals? Fridays are for journaling about gratitude. Sundays are journaling about what God's doing in your life. Trying out a themed day or topic for each day of the week is just a beautiful way to have just a lovely journaling routine. Again, if that feels too restrictive, that's totally fine. But just tossing out ideas. Number 8, set a timer. This can give you a sense of closure and accomplishment, especially if you're new to journaling, because you just know, okay, I'm going to write for 5 minutes. You're not writing forever. I'm just going to show up for these few minutes for myself. Number 9, include prayer or scripture. If your journaling is part of your normal rhythm, I just encourage you so much to let it be a conversation with God. I did a podcast a couple episodes back about prayer journaling and having conversations with God and writing out prayers, reflecting on your sermon that week, reflecting on the scripture that you're reading. It's just a beautiful way to establish a journaling routine that you love. And then number 10, don't be afraid to switch it up when you need to. You're totally allowed to change your routine whenever you need to. What if you tried voice journaling? What if you tried more of an artistic approach? What if you tried typing into a notes app when you're traveling and you don't want to take your journal with you? Whatever feels good for that day, just give yourself permission to switch it up when you need to. So I want to just share a little bit about what my journaling routine looks like these days. I'm an early riser. There's just something about those quiet morning hours that feel so nourishing to me. I've been getting up early. Like in high school, I used to get up early and walk before school. And in college, there's probably some of my college roommates that are listening to this podcast. I'm sure would remember I'd get up and run before class. I loved 8 a.m. classes. So I've just always been an early riser. So most mornings before the day really begins, I grab my journal, I grab my Bible, I grab a cup of coffee, and I just sit. And sometimes I use that time to pray on paper, just talking to God about what's coming up or what's weighing on me. I usually plan out my day during that time. Other times I'll start with prompts like, what feels heavy today? Or what's top of mind? And I just let whatever is there rise to the surface. Y'all, it's not fancy, but it's so honest. And it's so healing. I don't know if I'm the only one, but most mornings I wake up and my brain just gets activated. It starts going to what feels heavy on my mind or all the things that are ahead of me that day. And when I start my days with a time of journaling, it just feels like so much relief to have all this down on paper. And that's what keeps me going back. Journaling has become the way that I check in with my soul. It's a practice that grounds me, centers me, where God reminds me I don't have to carry everything alone. And when I look back at what I've written, even just from a week ago, I can often see God's fingerprints, progress that I didn't notice was happening in real time, or a perspective I would have missed if I hadn't written it down. So here's actually the gentle nudge. Even though this podcast was all about how to set up this perfect journaling routine that you love, what if you just didn't wait for the perfect routine? What if you just begin? Let your journaling be flexible. Let it meet you where you are. Most of all, let it be kind. Remember, the goal is not to write about your life perfectly. It's to write from your life honestly. Thank you so much for joining me today in the journaling room. If you try out one of these tips this week, I'd love to hear how it goes. Reach out to me, message me. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, take care. Keep writing, keep growing, and remember, your journal is one of the safest places you can go to meet with yourself and with God. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.